Afternoon. It is now 1:01 p.m. My name is Dr. Carolyn Ransom Scott, and this is a regular meeting of the Commission on Community Investment and Infrastructure for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'd like to welcome everyone joining us. Today's meeting is being held in hybrid format. Members of the public can participate and provide comments both in person at City Hall and remotely by phone. Thank you to the staff and guests who will also be participating in today's meeting. Madam Secretary, please call the first item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first order of business is item one, roll call. Commission members, please respond when I call your name. Commissioner Lim is absent. Commissioner Miller.
Present.
Commissioner Shattuck.
Here.
Vice Chair Aquino.
Present.
And Chair Scott.
Present.
Commissioner Lim is absent. All other members of the commission are present. Madam Chair, we have a quorum. The next order of business is item two, announcements. Item A, the next regular meeting is scheduled on Tuesday, December 16, 2025 at 1 p.m. in City Hall, Room 416. B, announcement of prohibition of sound-producing electronic devices during the meeting. Please be advised that the ringing of and use of cell phones, pagers, and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. Please be advised that the chair may order the removal from the meeting room of any persons responsible for the ringing of or use of a cell phone, pager, or other similar sound-producing electronic device. C, announcement of public comment procedures. Please be advised a member of the public has up to 3 minutes to make pertinent public comments on each agenda item, unless the commission adopts a shorter period on any item. During each public comment period, members of the public attending the meeting in person will have an opportunity to provide their comments. It is strongly recommended that members of the public who wish to address the commission fill out a speaker card and submit the completed card to the commission secretary. Members of the public who are joining remotely will be instructed to dial 415-655-0001. When prompted, enter the access code, which is 26609282903, followed by the pound or number sign, then the pound or number sign again to enter the call. When prompted, please press star 3 to submit your request to speak. When you dial star 3, you will hear the following message. You have raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. When you hear your line has been unmuted, this is your opportunity to provide your public comment. You will have 3 minutes. Please speak clearly and slowly. You will be placed back on mute once you are done speaking. You can stay on the line and continue to listen to the meeting. You can also choose to hang up. If you are planning to provide a public comment on any items on today's agenda, it is recommended that you call the public comment line ahead of time to allow you to listen to the meeting without any delays. Today's meeting materials are available on our website at sfocii.org under Commission, then the Public Meetings tab. The next order of business is item three, report on actions taken at a previous closed session meeting, if any. There are no reportable actions. Next order of business is item four, matters of unfinished business. There are no matters of unfinished business. Next order of business is item five, matters of new business consisting of consent and regular agenda. First is the consent agenda. Item A, approval of minutes, regular meeting of November 18, 2025. Madam Chair.
Madam Secretary. Do we have anyone from the public who wishes to provide a comment?
If there are any members of the public who wishes to provide comments on the minutes, please call 415-655-0001, enter access code 26609282903, followed by the pound or number signed and the pound sign again to enter the call. Please press star, then 3 to be placed in the queue. If you are already listening to us by phone, please press star 3 if you would like to provide a comment. We'll begin by inviting anyone in person to provide comments on the minutes to come up to the podium at this time. Seeing none, moving over to remote participants. Madam Chair, does not appear we have any members of the public wishing to comment on the minutes.
Hearing no further requests to speak on the item, I will close public comment. Commissioners, may I get a motion to approve of the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
And I'll second that motion.
Madam Secretary, please take roll.
Commission members, please announce your vote when I call your name for item 5A. Commissioner Lim is absent. Commissioner Miller?
Aye.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
Vice Chair Aquino?
Yes.
Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
Next is the regular agenda. Item number 5B is electing the chair and vice chair under Section 27 of the successor agency bylaws. Discussion and action. Madam Chair.
Fellow commissioners, we have before us the election of chair. We're going to do that this early, and we will elect chair. Do I have any nominations for chair?
Yes. In the spirit of continuity and the strong leadership, I am honored to nominate Chair Dr. Carolyn Scott to continue serving as chair.
Any other?
I'll second that motion.
Well, it's an honor for me to accept that, and it's a heavy weight, but I promise to fulfill to the best of my ability.
If I may, thank you, and Madam Chair, there's no need for a second on nominations, just calling for nominations, and then when it's finalized, then you do your voting.
Thank you, Director Koskowski.
And Madam Chair, just do one, just for good of the order, one final call for nominations.
One final. And so we're asking for a final call for the nomination for chair. Thank you.
The chair will open for a public comment or any comments from the public for the chair.
All right. Do we have anyone from the public that would like to make a comment?
If there are any members of the public who wishes to provide a comment on the nomination of the chair, please call 415-655-0001, enter access code 2660-928-2903, followed by the pound sign and then the pound sign again to enter the call. Then press *3 to be placed in the queue. We'll begin by inviting members of the public here in person. If you would like to comment on this item, you may come up to the podium at this time. Seeing none, moving over to our remote callers. I do not see any remote callers, so no members of the public wishing to comment on this particular item, Madam Chair.
There are no oppositions or abstentions. So please call roll.
Commission members, please announce your vote for the role of the chair when I call your name. Commissioner Lim is absent. Commissioner Miller?
Aye.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
Vice Chair Aquino?
Yes.
And Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote for the chair is 4 ayes and 1 absent. Sorry.
Yay.
Thank you. Now we will elect our vice chair. Do I have any nominations for vice chair?
Yes, Chair. I proudly nominate Commissioner Mark Miller as vice chair. I trust both of you, both of you, wholeheartedly.
I second that. Do the nominees accept? Yeah. Direction. All right.
When you're ready, do a final call for nominations, and then you can proceed to public comment before voting.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that assistance and support. Do the nominees accept the nomination for vice chair?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, are there any members of the public who would like to comment on the nomination for vice chair?
We're inviting members of the public. If you'd like to provide a comment on the nomination for vice chair, please call 415-655-0001, entering access code 26609282903, followed by the pound sign, and then the pound sign again to enter the call, then star 3 to virtually raise your hand. And we'll begin by inviting members of the public. If there's any of you here in person who would like to come up to make a comment, you can come up to the podium at this time. Seeing none, we'll move over to our remote callers, and I do not see any members of the public wishing to comment, Madam Chair.
Any oppositions or abstentions? Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Commission members, please announce your vote for Commissioner Mark Miller as our vice chair. When I call your name, Commissioner Lim is absent. Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
Vice Chair Aquino?
Yes.
And Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Yay.
Thank you.
The elected vice chair of the commission is Commissioner Mark Miller. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Agenda item numbers 5C through 5E related to finance services contracts will be presented together but acted on separately. Item 5C is authorizing a personal services contract with KNN Public Finance LLC in an amount not to exceed $208,100 for finance advisory services in connection with the proposed issuance of tax allocation bonds. Discussion and action, resolution number 35-2025. Item 5D is authorizing a legal services contract with Enzel Galvan LLP in an amount not to exceed $441,000 for bond counsel and disclosure counsel services in connection with the proposed issuance of tax allocation bonds. Discussion and action, resolution number 36-2025. And item 5E is authorizing a personal services contract with Kaiser Marston Associates, Inc., in an amount not to exceed $141,000 for fiscal consultant services in connection with the proposed issuance of tax allocation bonds. Discussion and action, resolution number 37-2025. Director Koslofsky.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, and greetings, members of the commission, members of the public. These three items, 5B, C, and D, are for the selection of a bond financing team for a tax allocation bond issuance. And this bond issuance will advance the SB 593 affordable housing program. And as was stated, these will be presented together, but voted on separately. And Nick Jones, the OCII bond manager, will present this item. Nick?
Good afternoon, commissioners, Chair Scott, Vice Chair Miller. I'm Nick Jones, debt manager for OCII, and I'll be presenting on the services contracts today. So as Director Koslofsky mentioned, we have three agenda items, each one pertaining to a different services contract, and the presentation will cover all three, but they'll be acted on separately. The first is a personal services contract with KNN Public Finance in an amount not to exceed $208,100 for financial advisory services. The second is a legal services contract with Enzel Galvan in an amount not to exceed $441,000 for bond counsel and disclosure counsel services. And the third is a personal services contract with Kaiser Marston Associates in an amount not to exceed $141,000 for fiscal consultant services. So our 2027 bond program overview is presented here. We intend to issue 2027 series replacement affordable housing bonds to fund approximately $135 million of housing projects. And you can see an overview picture of the Mission Bay South project area here with the intended project site highlighted in yellow there, and a rendering in the picture on the right of the project, which is to be known as Block 4 East B. A financing team composition for a typical bond financing consists of a financial advisor who advises on the deal structure and ensures the bonds are issued at the lowest cost with least risk. And we are required to retain the services of a financial advisor under dissolution law. Also, a bond counsel will draft the bond legal documents underlying the transaction. The disclosure counsel drafts the official statement, which is the offering document to bond investors. And the fiscal consultant projects revenue, which we expect to come in from residual property tax increment, which will determine our capacity for issuing the bonds and the debt service coverage computation. The members of this financing team were selected from competitively established city panels and also from firms and individuals that OCI has previously had under contract. Specifically, that's Anzal Galvan. They are the firm that we'll be using as bond counsel and disclosure counsel, and they were founded by Juan Galvan and his partner, Joss Anzal, who used to work for Jones Hall, which is our former bond counsel, and Jones Hall is in the city panel. To give some more detail on the contracts and the proposed contractors, K&N Public Finance is proposed to serve as financial advisor for the 2027 replacement affordable housing bonds in a total contract amount of $208,100. That's broken down into an initial fee of $111,550 for the first bond transaction under this SB 593 authority, and $96,550 as a fee for a potential additional bond transaction. The term is in effect until the bonds are issued, and the cost will be paid out of proceeds of the bond issuance. They were selected from a competitive RFP process based on their knowledge of our portfolio, their staff depth, and post-dissolution experience. They acted as the financial advisor on our Series 2021A bonds, and they are currently acting as financial advisor on our 2025C bonds, which we hope to sell before the end of this year. For both bond and disclosure counsel, we are recommending entering into a contract with Anzal Galvan LLP. The total contract amount is $441,000. That is broken out into bond counsel services, which have a range of between $136,000 and $306,000, depending on the size of the final bond issuance, and disclosure counsel services with a range of $95,000 to $135,000, again, depending on the final bond issuance amount. The term of the contract would last until the bonds are issued. The contract amount would be paid out of the proceeds of the bond sale. And Anzal Galvan LLP was selected based on their post-dissolution experience and the knowledge of our portfolio. They, as I mentioned, are formed from two attorneys who used to be the lead counsel for Jones Hall, which was our former bond counsel. And so Juan Galvan, head of Anzal Galvan LLP, has worked with OCI on our 2021A, 2023A and B, and 2025A and B bonds before starting his own firm, Anzal Galvan, which is now bond counsel on our 2025C bonds. And finally, the fiscal consultant contract with Kaiser Marston Associates would be for an amount of $141,000. In effect until bonds are issued, again paid from the bond proceeds of a bond issuance. And as you'll see in the memo, if the bonds are not issued and we have already engaged Kaiser Marston to perform their work, OCI would then have to pay for this contract out of OCI funds. So that's the only one of these contracts that is not contingent on the bonds closing. And again, they were selected based on their experience with post-dissolution tax allocation bonds and their knowledge of our portfolio, and they're currently our fiscal consultant engaged for the 2025C bonds. So after the consideration of the contracts today, the next steps for the bond issuance would be we would return to commission in April for approval of the primary bond documents and authorization to issue the bonds. We would then also seek oversight board approval as immediately as possible after commission approval. And then we would submit the bond documents package to the State Department of Finance for approval. They have a statutory window of up to 60 days to review. So that's why you can see there's a couple months in there between April and July. And then we would return to commission once we have prepared the preliminary offering statement, which we would use to offer the bonds to investors. So that would be commission's final approval and review of the bond issuance. And then we would aim to issue the bonds by January of 2027. And that completes the presentation. Happy to take any questions or comments.
Thank you for that presentation, Mr. Jones. Madam Secretary, do we have anyone from the public who wishes to provide a comment, question, or concern?
At this time, we're inviting members of the public who wish to provide public comment on this item, or these items. Please call 415-655-0001, enter access code 26609282903, followed by the pound sign, and then the pound sign again to enter the call. Please press star, then 3 to be placed in the queue. An automated voice will let you know when it is your turn. If you're already listening to us by phone, please press star 3 if you'd like to provide a comment. We'll begin by inviting members of the public who are here in person. If you'd like to come up and speak, you may come up to the podium at this time. Seeing none, moving over to our remote callers. I also do not see any participants online wishing to speak on these items, Madam Chair.
Hearing no further requests to speak, and there are none, I will close to public comment. I will turn now to my fellow commissioners for their comments, questions, or concerns. Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Nick, on the financial, on the taxable values that are calculated, that would be something under the fiscal consultant contract.
Yes, so the fiscal consultant is responsible for pulling all the data that's used to determine, for example, the taxable assessed values of the property within
the assessor's
project
office.
Areas. Yeah, from the assessor's office, from the controller's office. So we'll then know, using their data, what the available residual tax increment is to repay the bonds, and that way we can determine what's the coverage ratio of the, you know, the revenues divided by the debt service. So that's their main function under their contract, right?
What's your assessment of the assessed value that's out there now? Has it been trending in the right direction?
We've had some strong growth over the past 5 to 10 years. There have been some significant events recently in terms of revaluing properties or property sales that have slowed growth, but we still do have very strong revenues and coverage as we just went through this process with the fiscal consultant for the 2025 C bonds, and our coverage level for those bonds is over 4 times. So very, very, very strong coverage from current revenue.
That's great to hear. I appreciate that we're still moving in the right direction with the value that's been added to, including the work that's been done by OCII.
Yes, absolutely.
And you, I think you mentioned before that the Department of Finance is very supportive of our work when the review comes through?
Yeah, we've had good interactions with the Department of Finance. They were very quick to approve our 2023 transaction, and they took a little longer to approve this current transaction, the 2025 C bonds, but there have been no issues or sort of resistance there. It's been a good process.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
If I may add, they have a statutory durations for which to review it. So when Nick is referring to, permission to speak, Chair, when Nick is referring to how long they took, it's just within the maximum time frame. That's all. Sometimes sooner, sometimes later, but never longer than what is allowed.
Commissioner Shaddix.
Thank you, so much, Nick. This isn't for you. I think it's going to be more for you, Director Kozlowski. So throughout this, I know it's important that the board take a look at, you know, and improve bond issuances. But these advisors and consultants, shouldn't that be something you can approve on your own? Does that have to go through the commission? It's not like we get a lot of these, but isn't at some point can we just assume you can make those decisions for, and am I talking loud enough? Yeah, I think I am. Can we just assume you can, not assume, can we have you just make those decisions?
Commissioner Shaddix, yes. The agency has a purchasing policy which designates the dollar amount limit, the total amount that the director is authorized. Right now, that's at $50,000. $50,000. Many of our contracts are over that amount or eventually do go over that amount because they get amended. They start smaller, they get amended. But we can undertake a look at that. We had looked at that not that long ago and take that back up again for the new year to look at some maybe administrative streamlining so that normal size contracts can proceed with the commissioner's delegation of that authority to the director.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, concerns? If there are no more questions or concerns, we'll proceed with the motions. We will take separate actions on each item. Let's start with item 5C. May I get a motion?
A motion for 5C.
Second.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Please take roll. It's been moved and second.
Motion by Commissioner Aquino, seconded by Commissioner Shaddix. Commission members, please announce your vote for item 5C when I call your name. Commissioner Lim is absent. Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
Commissioner Aquino?
Yes.
And Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. May I get a motion for item 5D?
I'll motion that item 5D.
I'll second.
Madam Secretary, please take roll.
Motion by Commissioner Aquino and seconded by Commissioner Shaddix. Commission members, please announce your vote when I call your name for item 5D. Commissioner Lim is absent. Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
And Commissioner Aquino?
Yes.
Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. May I get a motion for item number 5E?
I'll motion that item 5E.
Second.
Madam Secretary, please take roll.
Motion made by Commissioner Aquino, seconded by Commissioner Shaddix. Commission members, please announce your vote for item 5E when I call your name. Commissioner Lim is absent. Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
Commissioner Aquino?
Yes.
And Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next item is item number 5F, authorizing a personal services contract with MJF and Associates Consulting, a sole proprietorship for 3 years in an amount not to exceed $800,000 to operate the Hunters Point Shipyard site office and provide administrative policy and outreach support for the Mayor's Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee, the Legacy Foundation, and the Office of Community Investment and Infrastructure, Hunters Point Shipyard and Bayview Hunters Point Project Areas, Discussion and Action Resolution Number 38-2025. Director Kozlowski.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, Commissioners, members of the public. This item is for a contract with MJF Associates to operate the site office at the Hunters Point Shipyard. They'll be providing administrative support and outreach for the Hunters Point Citizens Advisory Committee appointed by the mayor's office, the Legacy Foundation, and they will support OCII's redevelopment efforts in the Hunters Point Shipyard and Candlestick Point part of Bayview Hunters Point. I do just want to acknowledge somebody here who's in the audience who happens to be the chair, Dr. Veronica Honeycutt, if you don't mind. Thank you so much for all your volunteer work. Dr. Veronica Honeycutt is the chair of the Citizens Advisory Committee and of the Legacy Foundation and has been an important community leader in the neighborhood for many, many, many years. So we thank her for coming and leading the CAC. To present this item is Inder Grewal, who is the development specialist at OCII. And Inder, if you could show the commissioners what this is about. Thank you.
Thank you, Executive Director Kozlowski. I'm Inder Grewal, development specialist for the Hunters Point Shipyard in Candlestick Point. You might recall on May 6th, I was before you to inform the public about a procurement opportunity for managing OCII's Hunters Point Shipyard site office and providing support services to the Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee, the Legacy Foundation, and OCII. I've returned before you to request authorization from this commission to execute a contract with our selected contractor, MJF and Associates, for 3 years in an amount not to exceed $800,000. And this contract would start tomorrow, December 3rd, and run through November 30th, 2028. Just a little bit of background, the Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee, also known as the CAC, has been in operation since 1995. It was created by the mayor back then, and it consists of a diverse group of community stakeholders with diverse technical expertise who serve on both the full board, but there are also several subcommittees. And essentially, the CAC advises OCII on issues related to the redevelopment of the shipyard and Candlestick Point, specifically items that directly impact the community, whether it's the environmental remediation of the shipyard, whether it's contracting and workforce opportunities, affordable housing and open space design, and community benefits, and many other items that may impact the environmental, social, economic, and cultural health of Bayview Hunters Point. The Legacy Foundation, which is separate from the CAC, has been operating since the 2010s. It was established to be an oversight body for funds contributed by the Phase 1 and Phase 2 developers into the Community Benefits Fund. So that's a fund that has sort of flexible funding where the Legacy Foundation gets to determine how those funds are ultimately expended. And then OCII has been operating a site office at the shipyard since 1996. So when we bundle all of these obligations, we've decided to have a consultant sort of provide these services, operating the site office and providing support services to the CAC and the Legacy Foundation. MJF and Associates has held this contract since 2013, and their prime contractor, Micah Fobbs, their principal, Micah Fobbs, has held this contract in some capacity since the mid-2000s. So as I mentioned, on May 8th, we released an RFP to re-procure these services for a three-year period. We ended up receiving two proposals before or by the June 25th deadline. This RFP was advertised through multiple sources, the CAC distribution list, local newspapers, the city's bid website, and OCII's website. We ultimately received two proposals and a selection committee consisting of two CAC members and two OCII staff members ultimately ranked MJF and Associates the higher of the two firms and ultimately requested that this contract be awarded to them. So just high-level contract scope, MJF and Associates would be responsible for operating the site office Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a one-stop for the community and any interested stakeholders to get information about the project, to get a site badge or site pass into the shipyard, the Navy controlled portion of the shipyard, and provide other services as well. So it's a one-stop for the community to get face-to-face interaction and information as opposed to coming all the way out to One Van Ness to OCII's offices. In addition to operating the side office, MJF and Associates will also support the CAC and the Legacy Foundation. So this includes working with the chair of the CAC to draft an agenda for CAC meetings and subcommittee meetings, along with Legacy Foundation meetings, and then providing all the audio and video logistics for those meetings, and then also providing refreshments. And finally, they play a critical role for community outreach related to the project, whether it's promoting potential contracting opportunities. For instance, earlier this year, they played a critical role in advertising contracting opportunities for the demolition of buildings in Parcel G at the shipyard. We anticipate in 2026 they're going to work very closely with the community and with Five Point on advertising contracting opportunities for the next phase of construction for Candlestick, which is slated to get started sometime in the middle of next year. And they'll continue doing that community outreach. More specifically, we expect them to kind of find ways, more creative ways, to disseminate this information to the community. So I'll be working with MJF and Associates on crafting that outreach strategy and also identifying stakeholders based on different topic areas. So, for instance, engaging with residents who live around Candlestick for the upcoming construction at Candlestick, engaging with Alice Griffith residents and tenants regarding issues related to the Alice Griffith replacement public housing, stakeholders related to the shipyard for anything that's going on at the shipyard, whether it's the artists or any remediation work, and then just broader outreach to the Bayview Hunters Point community and working with existing organizations to one, spread the word, but also make sure that there's cohesion between community groups as it relates to this project. So with that, staff recommends that you approve this contract with MJF and Associates for 3 years in an amount not to exceed $800,000. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Inder, if I may. Madam Chair, I just wanted to acknowledge Micah Fobbs, who is with MJF Associates, is here in the audience with us. So thank you, Micah, for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Inder Grewal, for your presentation. Madam Secretary, do we have anyone from the public who wishes to provide a comment, question, or concern?
If there are any members of the public who wishes to provide public comment, please call 415-655-0001, enter 2660-928-2903, followed by the pound sign, then the pound sign again to enter the call, then press star 3 to be placed in the queue. And we'll begin with members of the public here in person, starting with Dr. Honeycutt.
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, Chair Scott.
Good afternoon.
And Commissioners Aquino and, let me see, Shattuck and Miller, you wonderful people. And Executive Director Thor Keselowski and Attorney James Morales. It's good to see all of you. And Vanessa, always good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your leadership. All right, congratulations, Dr. Scott, on your reappointment.
Well, thank you.
I mean, your leadership. I mean, the OCII Commission is in great hands because of your leadership and your attention to getting things done as with these wonderful commissioners. Congratulations.
Thank you.
As chair of the Legacy Foundation and the chair of the Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee, I want to encourage you to approve the MJF and Associates contract. We have a tremendous amount of work to do. That's an understatement. If you know the work that we're doing, the HPS CAC, tremendous amount of work to do. And we will need our competent site office staff to be able to accomplish those objectives. It's just that simple. I just want to thank you because I know that you will do the right thing and we appreciate your support. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Honeycutt.
Thank you, Dr. Honeycutt. Are there any other members who would like to come up to speak at this time? Seeing none, looking at the remote participants, Madam Chair, it does not appear we have any other members of the public wishing to comment at this time.
Seeing that there are no others from the public are online, I will turn to my fellow commissioners for their comments, questions, or concerns. Commissioner Shattuck?
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Let me figure out what I just did to this machine here. I did something to it. I'm definitely in favor of the MJF folks continuing on with this. I've been to this site a couple times, and I've seen the audio that you guys do, and it's incredible work. I just have one question. I don't know who to direct it to as far as capital improvements on the exterior of the space itself. So I'm really big on the beautiful sculptures that the shipyard has throughout the community there, and I'm trying to work with the Arts Commission and the big art loop to get people kind of drift over there and see the amazing artwork and views that are up there. The first point of contact, pretty much, is that building. And I don't know if it's in the budget, but, the patio furniture is pretty faded. I notice that stuff. You know, I'm sorry. It's my Williams-Sonoma days that does it to me. But, you know, just things like, you know, maybe a little exterior capital improvement would be nice to see, but that would not prevent me from voting yes for you. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and hopefully somebody can do something.
If I may, Commissioner Shattuck, thank you so much. That building where the side office is being maintained and is in a transition for maintenance responsibilities to the city's rec park department. And so as part of our overall dissolution and wind down, when we complete projects, we transfer them over to the city. Streets would typically go to DPW, parks typically go to Rec Park, and housing typically goes to the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. So the parks are transitioning for their responsibility for maintenance. It's sort of mid-transition. That building in particular has been identified for some of the exterior maintenance that's needed. I believe we had some money in the community facility district budget, which is adopted annually by this commission, which will be coming up when we do the regular annual budget in April or May. So you'll see that budget then. But we do have money programmed for it through Rec Park, and we're aware of some of the improvements that are needed. But we'll try and get on it as soon as possible. Thank you.
And Commissioner Miller?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Scott. I agree with that suggestion. I think that would be great. The appearances are so important there. Mm-hmm. And I think that area has been neglected in some of the art, so I'd love to see it on the art walk, be part closer aligned with the rest of the arts that the Park and Rec are putting in. A great suggestion. And thank you, Dr. Honeycutt. The work that the committee does is just awesome. And it's a lot of work, as you mentioned, and a lot more to come. So I appreciate all your hard work. And Mr. Fobbs, thank you for your hard work out there. It's been a good outreach. And as Dr. Scott mentioned one time earlier, we want to do more to get that outreach to as many people as we can. So I appreciate that emphasis on outreach. Thank you.
Commissioner Keno.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Ender, for your presentation and the work that you do and everyone involved. I can feel it in your energy that you are passionate as well, and I see that's why you're in the position that you're in. I like to applaud you for that because I can genuinely see the passion. And I look forward in hearing as we move forward in the coming months and year. So I'm in support of it as well. And I like to kind of support also what Commissioner Shattuck and add to what Vice Chair Miller said about, I know that it belongs to Park and Rec, you know, the signage. As a cyclist that I am, if we can pass the message and support the Parks and Rec to make sure that we can maybe add signs directing people to the area, beautiful signs somehow, you know, on the ground, leading up to it, and of course the rest. As Vice Chair Miller said, appearance is important. I agree with that. And I like to applaud, thank you, Dr. Honeycutt, for your words and countless hours that you have put in as well. So I applaud you. Thank you.
I'd like to just again repeat what's been said to CAC, for your services, the work of excellence, and volunteer excellence, doing the best. And then, Mr. Fobbs, I cannot thank you enough for your excellence as the leader, spearing everything, and the teamwork your staff does that so smoothly makes the meetings go well equipped. The microphones, your system for sound is of excellence, and you take care of the guests that come in. I'm just hoping that what we are approving of financially will take care of the needs. Our meetings are growing. The capacity of the population is fuller. And I'm seeing us even run out of chairs. And so I'm hoping that we have the capacity to support all that we're inviting to our meetings. We definitely need them there. They're getting a better understanding as never before, and it will be encouraging for them to continue to show up and be a part of building this city, making it a better place that takes care of every culture and diverse living here and traveling through. The tourists that come, it's amazing, and I just want to commend you, Mr. Fobbs, for your professionalism and the way you train your team. CAC, I cannot again say thank you enough to Chair Honeycutt for your work, your leadership, and just the standard that you hold for making those meetings effective, meaningful, and understood. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Madam Secretary, seeing that we have no one to speak, we are moving forward.
Motion.
And may I get a motion, please?
Thank you. I move to approve the personal services contract.
May I get a second?
And I will second that motion.
We're excited.
Yeah. Let's get it going.
We're excited. Yes. Madam Secretary, please take roll.
Motion was made by Vice Chair Miller, seconded by Commissioner Aquino. Commission members, please respond when I, or announce your vote when I call your name. Commissioner Lim is absent. Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Shattuck?
Yes.
Commissioner Aquino?
Yes.
And Chair Scott?
Aye.
Madam Chair, the vote is 4 ayes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. Madam Secretary, please call the next order of business.
The next order of business is item 6, public comment on non-agenda items. I'll invite members of the public if they wish to provide public comments on non-agenda items. Please call 415-655-0001. Enter access code 2660-928-2903, followed by the pound sign and the pound sign again to enter the call. Then press star, then 3 to be placed in the queue. If you are already listening to us by phone, please press star 3 if you'd like to provide a comment, and we'll invite members of the public. If there are any of you who are here in person who would like to provide a comment on non-agenda items, you may come up to the podium at this time. Seeing none, moving to our remote participants. Madam Chair, it does not appear we have any members of the public wishing to comment on non-agenda items.
Hearing no further requests to speak on the item, I will close public comment. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 7, report of the chair. Madam Chair?
I have one joyful report to make that was so inspiring to me. I attended under the invitation of George Bridges and Maria, the JCYC Partnership Thanksgiving Luncheon. And to see how we're reaching throughout the city, organizations, nonprofits, diversity, that are supporting our citizens, our residents, getting people trained, getting people support, getting youth support and training and help for families It was amazing, the partners that showed up from all over the city to an amazing brunch. That was just wonderful. But that was inspiring. They not only seek JCYC, our youth and young adults, for internship with OCII's program, but they seek to save the city. And saving the welfare, when we do that, our welfare is saved. So thank you so much to OCII, the support, and to JCYC. Madam Secretary, the next order of business.
The next order of business is item 8, report of the Executive Director, Director Koslofsky.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, Commissioners, and members of the public. This is likely our final meeting of the year of 2025, so I just wanted to give a few retrospective remarks on our work for the year. I want to take stock of our work, and first I want to acknowledge the hard work of the Commission. We know that you guys are volunteers. We ask you to do a lot of reading and spend a lot of hours with us. And so we want to thank you for your service to OCII. The city, the mayor, wants to thank you for your service to the city, right? You're making lives better for everyone here in San Francisco. And we appreciate you keeping up the good work of reviewing the agency project and the initiatives without missing a beat. We are still, I'll quote the commission at one point, stated that we are the no-drama commission. The OCII has a no-drama commission. So kudos to you for maintaining no-drama commission. Thank you. But turning the discussion to the agency, the team has been very hard at work, as you have witnessed many times, applying best-in-class thinking and implementing our development agreements, and ultimately serving the community. During this time, the entire OCII team has stayed focused on the key goals of completing our enforceable obligations in our major project areas, Mission Bay, Trans Bay, Hunters Point Shipyard, and Candlestick. And over the past year, we've accomplished a lot, and every single staff person at OCII deserves the credit for all the following achievements. In Trans Bay at Block 2, Mercy and the Chinatown Community Development Corporation are finishing up construction of approximately 300 units of 100% affordable housing at the corner of Howard and Main. In Mission Bay on Block 4 East, OCII selected the team of Curtis Development and Bayview Multipurpose Center to develop nearly 400 units of affordable housing at the site of 3rd and China Basin. You approved the design for that project, I think, just 2 weeks ago at your last meeting. Curtis Development and Simmons Development partnered on a project that is selling now, was completed last year, 400 China Basin, 148 units of affordable home ownership. Also in Trans Bay on Block 4, we selected a team of Mercy and Young Community Developers for the development of nearly 300 units of affordable housing at the corner of Howard and Main as well. We also had the great honor of doing ribbon cuttings at the Oscar James Apartments and the Miss Doris Vincent Apartments, opening up about 180 units together of affordable housing, 100% affordable housing in the Hunters Point Shipyard. And in Candlestick, we're processing permits for the first phase of development in Candlestick Point, hopefully breaking ground in mid next year on the site there of approximately 675 units of housing and 1 million square feet of commercial space. Again, this is just the infrastructure phase, and the vertical is a few years away, but restarting construction there is very important for the community out there. We also had several workshops throughout the year. The Certificate of Preference Marketing and Outreach Report from the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. We also had our annual housing production report, which reported on the status of all of our affordable housing projects. We also had an annual report on community benefits, which is the community benefits agreement from the Hunters Point Shipyard and Candlestick with Five Point and Lennar. And we heard about all the many programs that project is funding and money that's going to the community through different initiatives. We also had an annual workshop on small business enterprise and local hiring, talking about the contracts and the hiring that has been done through our projects throughout the city. And all doing this while maintaining a high level of public policy and business best practices, and we strive to remain the number one successor agency in the state of California. So thank you for your work, and that is what we've been up to. We hope that we can do this again next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, do you have any questions, comments, or concerns on the director's report? I just want to thank you, Thor, and Jim. Thor, you've done to me excellent, strong, the fortitude that you've had, the perseverance that you've shown, and the willingness to just move forward and do the right things the right way has been evident of how we've been able to survive and why. And I pray that we can go on. It's been a privilege for me to serve during this time with those of you. Vanessa, you have been a rock, and you've been a strength.
Oh, thank you.
You've been an ear. You have been just a place of sitting here listening and supporting and doing what you know is right for the district you serve.
Thank you,
and
Chair.
I'm so grateful. Mr. Miller?
Actually, I'll defer to Commissioner Aquino first.
Okay. Yeah. You want to
Madam
go?
Chair? Yeah. If I might, it sounds like you're moving into the Commissioner's Questions and Matters section. If you're done with review of my report, if you want to go into Commissioner back and forth, that's you can do that.
Sure.
Unless you're staying on the Executive Director's report.
I have something to say for the Executive Director.
I'm with you for the Executive. You helped make us. That's what I'm saying. And your humility about hearing this, you're pushing it off yourself. But this is about you, Thor. It's about you, Jim. It's about you, Jamie, and Lucinda. I cannot thank you enough for all of the support you've given us. We are who we are because of who you are. Thank you so much.
And now. Miller?
Yes.
Miller, do you have some? He's up next. Your name? Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I agree with you 100%. And Executive Director Thor Koslowski, definitely you are a true hero and you're a motivator. So I can see all the work that you're doing and the rest of the team. I said it earlier and I'll say it again on the commitment of this office is really at hard work. And a lot of us may not see it physically, but I can see it on paper. I mean, to put this together, put everything together, and you are a beacon. So thank you for the service that you're doing. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have any other? If not, no other comments. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 9, Commissioners' Questions and Matters. Madam Chair.
Commissioners, do you have any questions or matters or concerns that you would like to discuss?
Well, I would like to say some remarks real quick. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to share something directly from my heart. As a native San Franciscan, serving as vice chair of OCII has been one of the greatest honors of my life. When I look back, bear with me. when I look back at what we've accomplished together, I feel overwhelming with gratitude. The Trans Bay and Mission Bay and Bayview Hunters Point projects remind us how essential it is to create more housing, more job opportunities. Bear with me here. And more pathways forward. I normally speak out without a script, but I have a script today. Especially for our foster youth, group home youth, and transitional age youth who deserve stability and a chance to thrive. The ribbon cuttings for the Oscar James and Adoris Vincent developments were among the most powerful moments of my service, honoring legacies rooted in justice, dignity, and community care. My journey to this work began at Burton High in the Bayview, where I first learned what civic engagement truly meant, that everyday people can shape the future of a city. And also in the Dog Patch Neighborhood Association, where community became my greatest teacher. These experiences taught me how to lead with compassion and love a city by serving it. And before I close, my deepest thanks to Mayor London Breed and Mayor Daniel Lurie. Thank you for embracing all of our communities. To Executive Director Thor Koslowski, Councilor James Morales, and the entire OCII team, thank you for your dedication. To Chair Dr. Carolyn Scott and my fellow commissioners, thank you for the respect, collaboration, and heart you bring to this work. Thank you for trusting me. It has truly been in one of my greatest honors to serve the city I love, where we call home, San Francisco. Thank you.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Scott. And thank you, Commissioner Aquino, for your great service to the commission and to the community. Your passion is just amazing. Your empathy to the causes of social justice and housing and bicycle access, and of course, the AIDS ride. That kind of support is inspiring to all of us. And you've always put San Francisco first and done it with such empathy. It's been a privilege to work with you and look forward to you doing other things for San Francisco. We'll miss you at the dais, but we expect great things out of you with the city in the future. And good luck on your next adventure.
Thank you, Vice Chair Ms. Miller. Thank you for your kind words.
Commissioner Shaddix.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Commissioner Aquino, you know I'm going to see you Saturday, so it's kind of hard to say bye. It's not really bye. It's I'll see you Saturday. But, you know, in my short time here, it's been just wonderful to sit next to you and listen to you and just kind of get a guiding light on your voice and how to, you know, just respond and react. And so in my short time with you, I've enjoyed it very much. But I'm going to see you Saturday, and
yes.
I'm going to see you the next Saturday and mm-hmm. everything in between. So it's always a pleasure to call and an honor to call you my friend, and I'll see you all around. So thank you for being here. You've been
Thank
great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Appreciate you.
I was going to mention the Dog Patch Street Fair this Saturday.
Well, I forgot. May I add that real quick? I like to add that this Saturday, December 6th, from 11 to 5, I forgot, Dog Patch is having their annual market fair. It's going to be amazing on 22nd and 3rd Street from 11 to 5. There's going to be food, and it's going to be held right on the street as well as inside the AIC, which is the American Industrial Center. Lots of pop-ups, so come have fun and some tea or some coffee from Pacino's. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I just applaud you, Vanessa, since you mentioned the foster kid program as a product of community and going through the program after school tutoring at Third Baptist and being a part of that. and community raising you up, and we have a jewel, a diamond in our midst. And that's what happens when we as a community do the things JCYC is doing. We get strong individuals that continue to work and live to see others, and she reaches back off a mountaintop and pulls others up. A 500-mile bicyclist to raise funds to help others. Who does that? Vanessa Aquino. And so we're grateful.
Thank you.
Practice, training, and the whole time riding through her community. And the communities around, she knows this city well. And when she sees something, she reports it. And we're grateful. I'm thankful that we made the leaps and bounds with this commission, our Sophie Maxwell ribbon cutting for first-time homeowners, our Doris Vinson ribbon cutting, affordable housing, the Oscar James ribbon cutting, affordable housing, and for not just 1, 10, or 20, but hundreds, hundreds. And we did it all together. CAC, Michael Fobbs, JF, and we're thankful to you. And here again, we did it with the help of James Morales, Thor Kaslowski, and the whole OCII staff team. I applaud you, Lucinda, and I applaud you for lifting Jamie up when she came aboard, and she carries on with you and does excellent. And I'm so grateful for Commissioner Miller and Commissioner Shaddix. And I'm believing that, Vanessa, we will make you proud, and we will carry on. And we will make the OCII staff and our city proud, because we will work to make this a stronger city that meets the needs under everything we service for the whole community. Is there anyone else? Okay, commissioners, next item.
The next order of business is item 10, closed session. There are no closed session items. Next order of business is item 11, adjournment. Madam Chair.
Well, it is my privilege to close this, and thank you all for being with us on this day. And
I'm going to motion.
Okay, may I get a motion to close the meeting and adjourn?
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
May I get a second?
I second.
It has been moved and seconded at 2:08 p.m. Meeting is adjourned.